Lesson 5. What is the purpose of your life? Do you ever wonder about this? Maybe you will say, it is to be happy. Then the next question arises, what do you mean by happiness? Let's think about happiness for a minute. We might say that there are three kinds of happiness: animal happiness, infantile happiness, and adult happiness. All animals want food, warmth, and sex. Even cockroaches like to live behind refrigerators, where they can find spots of food, gain warmth from the motor, and lay their eggs. Humans also want food, warmth, shelter and clothing, and companionship. Certainly these are very basic needs. It is difficult to feel happy when starving, naked, cold, or cut off from other humans. On the other hand, if one's whole existence becomes a search for food, clothing, or companionship, then it is not much different from a cockroach's. Surely there must be more to life than that. A second level of happiness we might call ignorant or infantile happiness, the happiness of self-centered pleasures. Eating delicious foods, wearing beautiful clothing, travel, skiing, golfing, receiving presents or praise, certainly all of these are pleasant. Babies seem happy with such pleasures, and many adults do too. However, these so-called pleasures harbour several dangers. First, such pleasures tend to be addictive. They create desires for more, and lead to dissatisfaction when they are absent. At first, a boy is happy with his bicycle, but then he wants a motorcycle, then a small car, and then a big car. A girl may want one new pair of shoes, then brand-name shoes, and then even fancier shoes to match each dress she wears. Each desire is attractive until it is acquired, but it soon grows old and leads to new and greedier desires. Most people forget the pleasure of their old possessions and fail to feel pleasure unless they are constantly getting new possessions. What is worse, if their cars or their designer clothes are damaged, they become upset, angry, and unhappier than they were before they acquired them.